Hello, today is November 13th, 2014. I'm Ashley Anap of ashleyanap.com. I'm a writer and artist. And you may notice I'm recording this a little bit earlier than usual. That's because my husband's working overtime tomorrow, and so he's getting off work a little bit early today. So I have no idea whether he's getting off in like 10 minutes or an hour or whatever. So I'm doing my recording right now. So the first thing that happened today is I woke up and there was snow everywhere. Oh my goodness. It was like, I looked out the window and there was like a winter wonderland. Well, not really. I mean, there's still grass showing through, but like snow, you know? And so I was really excited about it. I was thinking about even getting the dog up early just to go like have him react to the snow. But I, you know, cooked breakfast and packed it and stuff and then cleaned up after myself and I went back to bed for 2 hours. So then when I woke up later, the snow had mostly gone, but there was still like powdered sugar white over everything, like a little bit, you know? So I took the dog out and I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. He's going to react to the snow and nothing. He was like, I'm going to do my routine of trying to walk to the mailbox and look at people. So maybe I need more snow before I can get a reaction from the dog. The dog has not acknowledged that it's winter despite the snow. I know from the fact that he keeps making me go out into the snow that he does not acknowledge that it's winter, and he wants to stay out there longer than usual, maybe even. So, that happened. So, like I told you guys, I installed the time tracking extension. I didn't get to talk about it yesterday because I spent so long gushing about Gravity Falls, which I still have to watch the newest episode too, and I have to catch up on Steven Universe. But anyways, I'm going to talk to you about that today, because I looked at it today, and this is a breakdown of all the time I spent today browsing the internet for your listening enjoyment, just to show how like precise this extension is. And it's also kind of like a record of my day when I wasn't working on anything. Now, the biggest one that it shows, of course, is Google Docs and Pandora. So it's Google Docs and Pandora. Google Docs because I'm working on my writing, and Pandora because I'm listening to music while working on my writing. Unless I'm listening to SoundCloud, like with OC Remix or This Week in Chiptunes. Which I think This Week in Chiptunes is really good to listen to when you're writing, like for non-vocal stuff in general, that isn't like classical music. I can feel a tangent coming on, so I'm just going to talk about what my time tracker showed. So today I spent like 40 minutes on YouTube. That was mostly watching Five Nights at Freddy's 2. I watched Corey X. Kenshin play through it. Corey, you were really bad at listening to directions. It was fun to watch, but frustrating to watch him flounder. You're just like shaking the screen going, go back and listen to the instructions on night one. Go back and listen to the instructions. You're doing it all wrong. Of course, I can't play. I die in like 3 seconds. Because I think the same thing when I like watch people play SCP Containment Breach. I'm like, this guy's a noob. I tried playing this game, that game, I died like 10 times in 10 minutes. I was like, this game's actually really hard. And Five Nights at Freddy's 2 looks a lot harder than the first one. And he actually got like more of the backstory and stuff in there too, which is kind of cool. I spent half an hour on Facebook. It felt like a lot longer because there's a Song of the South debate going on right now, like in the comment section for one of the groups. Not so much a debate, but like a disagreement over it. And I think I talked about that a little bit yesterday, but it's still going on. So when I go into Facebook and I see that, it's like time like expands. But I actually only spent half an hour on Facebook total, including that, replying to comments on other stuff, uploading artwork, checking stuff, scheduling artwork, that sort of thing. Actually, Facebook is where I upload most of my stuff now. And then I just use the often recommended If This Then That app to push it out to my other stuff. Just because Facebook, I know everyone has one, but the fan pages don't seem to rank very well. So I'm thinking about what I'm going to do about that. I don't know. And it compresses stuff like crazy. I spent 30 minutes on Patreon listening to the podcasts and replying to the podcast with like really long comments. I'm sorry about the really long comments. I don't know how to stop talking. Then I spent 15 minutes on Audio Boom doing the exact same thing, listening to podcasts and replying with really long comments. I spent 10 minutes on DeviantArt. I was on there today because I posted artwork I'm making for the holidays to give as gifts, and I wanted some red lines because I drew Vegeta, and the legs didn't look right, and I think the pelvis is too short, so I posted that to ask for some help. And then I did another artwork of two characters that I'm doing for somebody. It's a couple picture. And I asked for help on that. I haven't gotten any response yet, but last time I asked, I got some response, so we'll see what happens. Then I spent 5 minutes on the animation website. I think that was reading about... I thought I did all the Song of the South stuff yesterday. I don't know. Maybe it was this morning. Time is weird. I spent 5 minutes on the Independent, which is like a United Kingdom's newspaper, which I'm on there like all the time, and I don't know why. They ran a story yesterday I was going to rant about, but it's like, what's the point? And then I spent 4 minutes on Twitter, 4 minutes on Tumblr, 3 minutes on the Huffington Post. They had an article about my generation and how we're all helpless and entitled. I don't know how true or not true that is, but it does seem like we're having trouble, our generation. But then again, I don't know. And then I spent 3 minutes on myrecipes.com. I had some food left over in the fridge, and I was like, what am I going to cook? I don't know. I spent a while away from the computer reading The Fourth Element, which is the book that I'm reading for somebody that proofread my book, Phony Potions. Then I did what I said I was going to do yesterday. I did a half-hour sprint. I got over 2,000 words written in that half-hour sprint. And the scene was really good, like, in my opinion. Like, I would read it again, 10 out of 10. But... I'm just kidding. I know it needs editing, but like I wrote it and I was like, yeah, I feel good about this scene. I don't have a headache after writing it. I feel like I accomplished something. So it's awesome. And I messaged the guy who said he was going to narrate Phony Potions again to try and get a hold of him. He replied today. He said he was going to record and send it to me this afternoon, but I messaged him in the afternoon. So I think he's on British time, and British time is either in the future or the past. And really, it can be anywhere because of Doctor Who. So, I'm so sorry. That'd be like someone being like, that'd be like somebody, oh my god, I can't even think of what guy represents America the most. Is it Kid Rock? Is it Obama? President Obama? Oh, I hate how they got me in the habit of saying Obama, like I'm his buddy. President Obama, he's a president. Show some respect. Is it a cartoon character? Like, is it Mickey Mouse? Is that America? I don't know. Doctor Who doesn't really represent Britain either, just in fandom. I don't know. I was about to apologize to my British listeners, especially because this is, like, a British website, but now I'm saying British. I don't even know if that's the right word to use, because someone was flipping out yesterday, because, well, it's not unjustifiable, but someone was really upset yesterday because I guess they were Welsh, and people kept calling them British, and it was making them furious. I don't know. So now I don't even know if I've been using the right word for the last 3 minutes. I'm gonna have, like, a panic attack. Anyways, and the guy who wrote the book that proofread my book, he's from across the pond, too. That's what I'm just gonna say, across the pond. Like, even if I say someone's from completely the wrong country, like, they're from New Zealand or something, I'll be like, oh, across the pond. They'll be like, that means, I'm like, no, it applies. You're not on the same continent. It applies. Okay, so I thought I was going to do really good this time and get, like, through it all the way. But I got derailed at the end. Anyways, I had a really good day today. So I'm just recording this early. Oh, and I finished my latest comic page. I worked on that for, like, an hour to 2 hours. I finished the pencils for it, and I'm starting on the new one. I'm debating whether I should edit Phony Potions after I finish this, or just work on my comic page some more. I think I'm going to edit Phony Potions until my husband calls, and then I'm going to work on my comic page. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Alright, well, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow because of that overtime, meaning I will have an additional workday this week. Alright, see you later. Bye.